This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God is steadily working on your behalf. Recently, we talked about our current political climate, and I talked about Habakkuk's story and how he also endured political turmoil. He asked God, how long should he cry out for help before God would hear and respond to his prayers? And sometimes the turmoil we experience can hit even closer to home, and we feel that God is sitting idly by, allowing matters only to become worse. And it is during these times when we think very little is happening. But that could not be farther from the truth. And this is what the Israelites had to learn. So Balak was the king of Moab, and he was desperately trying to save himself and his people. So he hired Balaam to curse Israel. But as we know, God is always in control. And God actually used Balaam to bless the Israelites rather than to harm them. Now, as I read this passage, I learned two interesting facts. So first, as Balaam approached the Israelites, they had no idea that they were in danger. God saved them from something that they had no idea it even posed a threat, which shows how he's working on our behalf even when it's unbeknownst to us. And the second takeaway is that the Israelites were not in the best standing. They had been complaining about their prayers not being answered, yet God was still working on their behalf. So let us be encouraged today that God is working on our behalf when we are faithful and when we are not. And as we hold on to that, let us remember these words. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. 2 Timothy 2:13. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, know that God is always at work in your life.